Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And we have finished Proverbs 8 and we are jumping over to Proverbs 9 verses 1 through 6 in the Message translation. Happy last day of June. Can you believe that it went so fast? So amazing to me how fast time flies. And tomorrow is the 1st of July. I hope you have some great plans for the 4th if you're in the United States. And if you're not in the United States, you're probably not going to have plans on the 4th, but that's okay. Here is a scripture. Lady Wisdom has built and furnished her home, and it's supported by 7 hewn timbers. The banquet meal is ready to be served. Lamb roasted, wine poured out, table set with silver and flowers. Having dismissed her serving maids, Lady Wisdom goes to town, stands in a prominent place, and invites everyone within sound of her voice. Are you confused about life? Don't know what's going on? Come with me, oh come, have dinner with me. I've prepared a wonderful spread. Fresh baked bread, roast lamb, carefully selected wines. Leave your impoverished confusion and live. Walk up the street to a life with meaning. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, this reminds me of that parable of the banquet in the New Testament in the Gospels where this man throws a feast and he opens wide his doors and he says, okay, come on, come to my feast. And all the important people didn't. And so eventually his servant is sent out to go find kind of like the people on the highways and the byways, and those folks come to this banquet. And so, Lord, I know that this invitation is for all of us, but that if I jump to the New Testament, I see that those who are proud or too busy or kind of stuck in their own little world will not come to that banquet. And so, Lord, that's what I pray for myself today, that I wouldn't be too proud to come to your banquet. That I wouldn't be too proud or too preoccupied to take time to go to the banquet feast of wisdom. And Lord, it is amazing to me as someone who loves hospitality. I remember the feelings that I have like right before people come, and I'm kind of anxious and excited and joyful because I know I have spent a lot of time working on something to bless them. And there have been a few times where I've had like a special dinner or a brunch and someone never bothered to say whether they were coming or not, or they said they would come and then they didn't come. And how brokenhearted that made me, because I wanted to lavish my love upon them, and for them to dismiss it without even the consideration of declining was really painful. But Lord, as I think about that, I think this is what we do to you when you offer this banqueting feast of wisdom and we just kind of live our lives. We don't realize how great it is. We don't stop long enough to go to that table and to thank you for it and to feast and to remember how great you are and to ask for your help and to receive what we need to receive. And there's something really beautiful about a feast because it's sustaining, Lord. We need that food. We need food and we need liquid in order to live. And so here you're saying that wisdom is our food and our liquid that we need to live a successful and joyful life. And so, Lord, help us not to forsake the banquet that you have for us. Help us instead to open the door, walk in, sit at the table, look at the glorious feast that you have given us and partake. We want to eat of your wisdom. We want to be people of the feast. We want to be people of the banquet. And so, Lord, forgive us for not. Forgive us for forsaking the banquet. And give us a moment today to really understand what it might look like in our lives to spend time with you long enough to reap wisdom from you. Lord, thank you that you are so good, that you have your intention is to love us and to provide us with everything we need for life and godliness. And so thank you for that. Thank you for going before us. Thank you for providing a way for us. Thank you for setting the table. Thank you for the banquet feast that you have for us, and help us to remember that picture as we're confused or frustrated or worried or fearful, that we can go to your banquet feast and receive from you. We choose to do that today. Give us the gumption we need and the slowing down that we need to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day on this last day of June. I think you're amazing, and I'm so grateful that God made you. Rest in that truth today.